We're here on KSOM as we talk high school baseball. Coming up on Monday night, we have a ball game up in Guthrie Center as ACGC takes on Madrid. We'll have coverage on KSOM, and joining us right now is the leading hitter right now for the Chargers, Tommy Scram, with us here on KSOM. Tommy, good to talk to you. How are you feeling about the baseball season right now?
Pretty good as of now. Hopefully we can gain some momentum going into the postseason and finish strong.
Yeah, as we talk, on a Saturday, you're getting ready to play West Central Valley, a makeup game there, completing a suspended game, and then a full regular season, a full regular seven-inning game after that. So your record at 7-10 going into that. But this team has improved dramatically over last year's squad. What do you think has sparked that improvement?
Definitely coaching plays a big role in it. I also think hitting has been a lot better. Pitching, not as many walks, throwing a lot of strikes, and just guys stepping up.
Very good, yeah. I mean, you've done some pitching and you've done some hitting. Let's talk about the pitching first. Your ERA isn't exactly where you want it to be. You've made four starts this year. How do you just feel about your throwing right now?
Started the year off pretty well against DMC, and then had a few rough starts against some good teams, but not much you can do about that. You're playing some of the best teams in the state. I just got to trust my mechanics, keep throwing strikes.
Do you see yourself more as a pitcher or as a positional player?
Definitely positional player.
Yeah. I mean, what is the coach's philosophy on pitching? I mean, he needs pitchers, and you've thrown a lot of different guys over the season. What is that approach that he kind of gives to you pitchers?
Mainly just throw strikes and trust the defense. I think we got a pretty deep rotation, which will help in the postseason. And yeah.
What can you say about Noah Kading and Blaze Dorsey in terms of they seem to be your top two guys? Ben Franzine has also started some ball games. What have you seen from your starters this year?
Noah's been really well, especially shutting down teams. Seems like when he pitches, the offense really rallies around him and score runs. And Blaze is the same way. They work fast and throw a lot of strikes, so that's definitely fun to play when they're pitching.
Yeah, I saw Noah pitch against Xavier HK earlier in the season, and he had a dominating performance there. How about offensively? I mean, you have a high average. Right now, as we talk, it's at .423. You steal a lot of bases. You're kind of the leadoff man, play center field. How comfortable have you felt at the plate, and how's that been going hitting-wise?
I feel like I'm seeing the ball really well. I just got to get on base and then just trust the guys to hit me in. It's been working as of now.
Yeah, I mean, what's it like just getting on – once you get on first base, it seems like you could turn a single into a double pretty quick with your legs.
Yeah, it's definitely nice. I think it helps the team a lot moving into scoring position.
You also have a couple of triples this year, and only one other player on the team has a triple. That's Tatum Bates. What's that like for you to, there's not a lot of power on this team, is there? I mean, you guys got to pretty much play station-to-station baseball. You got to steal, you got to scrap and claw and get your runs.
Yeah, we really got to play smart baseball and play a lot of small ball, just putting it in play and laying down bunts, stealing bases, and just really getting runs any way we can.
What were those triples like for you?
I just feel like I put two really good swings together, and then they both landed. I thought one was a flyout, but it landed, and then got to second, and ball still wasn't fielded, so then I just went to third.
Yeah, I mean, again, there's only one home run total on the team. That was by Jackson Frang, and only three triples, really only 17 doubles. So, is because of that, like you say, you got to emphasize small ball. So what does Coach McCool emphasize to you to try and, concentrate on that and focus on, you just got to try and get hits back to back. It's because you don't have the power.
Yeah. Really, when we just get on base, he emphasizes just putting the ball in play and moving runners so we can get guys in.
So, I mean, there's a few seniors on this ball club, but there's also a good group of juniors. There's also some young players. I mean, what do you feel just about the makeup of the club overall?
I feel like it's really balanced. I feel like there's just enough young guys as there is older guys, and some good leaders from some good leadership out of the upperclassmen that can help the younger guys.
What do you think is the main concentration for this team here down the stretch? You know, with Madrid and other games coming up this week before you play on Saturday against AHSTW in the first round of the playoffs.
Really, just staying hot. We've played really well against Panora. Just throwing strikes, putting the ball in play. We had quite a few hits and played a really clean game defensively. So just carrying that into the postseason will be huge if we want to try to make a run.
Yeah. So what other sports do you play besides baseball? I know I saw you play basketball. So you play basketball. What other sports besides those two?
Track and football.
Okay. Do you have a favorite of all those sports that you play?
Yeah, baseball.
Baseball. Okay. Why is baseball your favorite?
I just always liked it. It's probably one of my better sports too, so that helps.
Well, yeah, if you play better in baseball, you're probably going to like it better.
Yeah.
That makes sense. So what do you remember first about just coming up and playing baseball? Who were some of the people who you remember teaching you and encouraging you?
Definitely my dad. My dad grew up around the game, watching games with him. So that helped. And then just coming up, we had some pretty good coaches and played with a lot of my friends growing up. And we just always had a fun time.
So you say you watched games with him. Like, give me an example of that. And what are your memories of watching games with your dad?
I just remember watching a lot of Mets games with him. We're Mets fans, and we try to go to a lot of games when we can.
Mets fans in Iowa? Yeah. How does that happen?
That's a good question.
I haven't gotten an answer yet.
Yeah.
How did your dad put you onto the Mets?
Yeah, I think he became a Mets fan when they won the World Series back in the day when he was young and growing up.
69, the amazing Mets.
Yeah, and I think they won it in 86 too.
Yeah, well, yeah, they won it in 86. Yeah. I guess I sort of dated myself. I mean, I was born in 71, so I remember the 69 Mets a little bit. I mean, because I wasn't born then, but I remember 86 vividly. 86. What year were you born?
2008.
So you don't know. Your dad probably told. What did your dad tell you about stories about the Mets in 86?
Nothing much, really. Just said they were a fun team to watch. And right when he was growing up, they were really good. So he just started to like them.
Yeah, okay. And so who were some of your favorite players growing up and watching the Mets?
Growing up, I liked David Wright when I was really young. And then I liked Jacob deGrom when he was with the Mets.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, he had some good years and then got hurt, and then they got rid of him, and now he's having a rebound year with Texas. Have you ever been to a Major League ball game?
Yeah, I think I've been to, like, maybe six.
Oh, okay. Which ballparks?
I've been to a lot of the Midwestern stadiums.
Like, which ones have you gone to?
I've been to Wrigley, the White Sox, Twins, and Rockies.
Oh, wow. Okay, cool. That's awesome. Yeah. What was that experience like? I mean, what can you remember the first time you walked into a major league ballpark?
I think I was pretty young, but I just remember it being really cool and really cool environment.
So how do you feel like you have approached the game, and how do you feel like you've improved in the game over the years here playing for ACGC?
Since last year, I feel like I've really slowed the game down for myself, especially in the box, and not trying to do too much, just getting on base any way I can, just really trying to relax during games.
Yeah. And is like playing college ball, baseball, is that, you feel like it's in your cards in the future?
Yeah, potentially, for sure.
The dream there to play college ball? I mean, obviously the dream is to play major league ball, but, Do you think that it's realistic to play college baseball?
Yeah, I think it's realistic. Not sure about where we're at yet, though.
Oh, yeah. You still I wouldn't ask you that. You still got plenty of time. You're only a junior this summer. And, of course, what are you most excited about with becoming a senior in the fall?
Well, excited for football first. Mm-hmm. Then just being a leader and showing the young guys how to do things the right way.
Okay, very good. And so in terms of baseball, I mean, what's the key for this team here, you know, this season to try and make some noise throughout the playoffs?
I mean, as long as our pitchers are throwing strikes, not walking guys, I think our defense is good enough. And I think if we play like we have in the past few weeks, I think we can definitely make a run, especially with our hitting.
Yeah. Well, it will be interesting to see. This team is much improved this year. Let's hope that translates into some wins here in the final week. And certainly best of luck as you get into the playoffs on Saturday when you battle AHSTW. Tommy, it's good talking with you, and thanks so much.
Yeah, thank you.
Tommy Scram, he's a junior center fielder and pitcher for ACGC Baseball as they battle Madrid on Monday night with coverage on KSOM. He joins us here on KSOM.